First of all, I want to call your attention to the Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 19th chapter. I'll read verses 27 through 29. Matthew 19 and 27. Then answered Peter and said unto him, Behold, we have forsaken all and followed thee. What shall we have therefore? Jesus said unto them, Verily I say unto you, that ye which have followed me in the regeneration, when the Son of Man shall sit in the throne of his glory, ye also shall sit upon 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And everyone that hath forsaken houses or brethren or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or lands for my name's sake shall receive 100-fold. And shall inherit everlasting life. Supporting scriptures this morning, St. John 10 and 27. Very familiar passage. The Bible says, My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Revelations 2 and 10. Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried, and ye shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. Then answered Peter and said unto him, Behold, we have forsaken all and followed thee. What shall we have therefore? The basis of those verses this morning, we'd like for you to repeat after me this morning. I want to know. What's in it for me? God is a good God this morning. We begin to count our blessings. And when we take a self-examination of where we are and where we've been, we ought to have some idea of where we are trying to go. And in order to get to wherever it is we're trying to go, we got to have some guidance, some direction, or a roadmap or something to let us know which way to go. Our guideline, our map for life is the Word of God. And that Word of God will lead you to higher heights. It'll lead you into peace. It will lead you into healing. That Word of God will lead you wherever it is that you need to be. The Word of God also will lead you where you want to be. There are those this morning that just don't know where they want to be. They don't know what they want to do. They don't have no earthly idea. But I found out that there's going to be a day. Every one of us is going to have to stand before our God. He is a God that knows all things. And so many times we find ourselves doing things any kind of way. But one thing I love about God, God is a loving, merciful God that has so much love for us that he is able to look beyond our faults. Is there anything wrong with anybody in here this morning? I don't believe we've arrived. I don't believe that we've dotted every I and crossed every T. I don't care how long you've been on the Lord's side, that there have been times that we've fallen short on God. But God has blessed us. God has given us another opportunity. We were right here in this same place on yesterday. And we were here for a homegoing celebration. Could have been yours. But think about it. God has allowed you another chance. another day's journey. And there's a song that says it's another day's journey, and I'm glad about it. I'm glad that God loves me enough that he gave us another opportunity to come together as a church family, to praise him and to worship him despite all the things that may have transpired from the benediction last Sunday to this present moment right now. From that time last week, there are many things that have happened. Death had come into the family. Sickness is yet only arise. Everybody, everywhere you look, somebody is sick. Amen. This past week, the weather was just so beautiful. It was so warm, and people began to put back on their shorts. Forgot that it was December. And then yesterday, God in his almighty power changed it around, and it was cold, and you had your overcoats back on. Gave us that rain that we need so bad. We were on the way to the gravesite on yesterday, and it was raining a little harder by the time we got ready to go. And when we got out there and we got in the car, in fact, that was last night. I done been to so much yesterday, I'm getting twisted now. But it was raining when I got through with the banquet last night. Me and JR and Lillian was coming along and began to talk about the rain. I said, you know, I thank God for the rain. We need this rain, but I sure hope it don't get so cold that we have ice in the morning. And immediately I caught myself and told Lillian, I said, you see how God can't please us? I don't care what God does. We still always got something to complain about. We got to have it our way. We live in like God need to put things into our perspective. We serve him like he owes us something. But I'm constantly reminded, and I rest assured that because of how much power God has, when he can take the rain and turn it back into sunshine, I know that God is still in control. I don't care how much we murmur and complain. I don't care how much we wish this or we wish that. God's going to do what God's going to do. But I'm reminded of a song that used to say, anyway, you bless me, Lord, I'll be satisfied. We sang that with all our power. At the same time, I don't care how God blesses, we are still not satisfied. God allowed you to get a new car, and that car's all right, but just bought you some new furniture, and it's all right, but everything that God allows us to do, we always find something wrong with it. If we don't, somebody else do, and we act like we are living by their standards. You don't like my sofa, don't sit on it. I wonder this morning, is there anybody in this house that feel blessed? Anybody in here feel like God has done something in your life? Anybody come to the house of God this morning to tell God, thank you? Oh, glory. God, we need God so much now, I just can't quite stand it. Because we done got above ourselves. I wonder if anybody believe that whatever you're going through, by the grace and the mercy of God, God will see you through. That there's somebody in here that's already gone through it and can say, I can testify, I can tell you my story, that God will make a way out of no way. One thing about loving God and believing in his power is that we can trust in the Lord. Oh, that old hymn that said, I will trust in the Lord until I die. Trust got to go farther than your pocket. Trust got to go farther even than your health and your strength. Because even though you might be going through, even though your mind and my body might be in some type of pain, the Bible said that he healeth all of thine diseases. The Bible also tells us that by thy stripes thou art healed. So if you read the Bible and you believe the Bible, then God has some things in store for you. David said on one occasion, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Then Jesus tells us to take up his cross and follow him. We take it up, but it get heavy, don't it? And that reminds us that we're not like Jesus, because Jesus didn't lay his cross down. We lay our down every time we don't get our way. We lay our cross down. Every time somebody make us mad, we lay our cross down. If somebody tell a lie or tell the truth on us, we lay our cross down. Man tells us this morning, what's the use? Man dwells on a negative spirit. Don't want to look at the positive. There's some positive. There's some good in anything that's going on. But what we have to understand is that what we do is up to us. We are responsible for our own actions. Don't let somebody else hinder you from getting closer to God. Don't let nobody else make you believe that the same God that you believe that picked you up and turned you around and made things different in your life, don't make nobody else belittle your faith in God. You might not be all that you can be, but do you have mind enough and memory enough to know that you're not what you used to be? See, what you used to be may not be what your neighbor think about you, because they think what they think. They don't know. Nobody on the inside of you and know what God is doing in your mind and in your heart. When we think about it this morning, the enemy has driven a ridge between us. All over the world, that there is trouble in the land. We look and there's wars. All of the countries that we hear about, there's a war going on here, a war going on there. But if you walk through the community of Lexington, North Carolina, you find that you're also walking in a war zone. Our children have to be screened and almost body searched just to go into the schoolhouse. As bad as people used to be, isn't it amazing that they done got worse? Think about it. When you look back in the era of Brother Bobo's time, they did what they wanted to do. Didn't take no junk off of nobody. But they went to school and acted like somebody. Didn't have to worry about being safe at school. These babies right here, your parents have to worry now when they're at school. Is anybody touching them? Is anybody trying to grab them? So many different things that they have to contend with. If you are a parent this morning, you better be praying day in and day out. Don't get caught up into what your child won't do. They get in the midst of the rest of them, that peer pressure, that want to be a part of the clique. That want to be the one that don't want to feel like I'm left out, that I'm a hardball. Falling in the clique can get you in a whole lot of trouble. Our elders are not able to walk up and down the road like they used to. Right here in Lexington, there was a time when it got dark. You didn't have to worry about nothing. I used to walk the street all the times of the night. Better watch where you walking now. Can't even wear what you want to wear in the street no more. We living in some crucial times. It's no joke. God is trying to get our attention. Because God is tired of the devil fooling us. God is tired of us allowing the enemy to take control. Look at our church houses. The churches are under attack by the enemy. Don't have to worry about the folk on the outside tearing the church down. We tearing it down inside out. understand that we got to go back to the old principles of the church. The church was laid on a foundation of love and respect, having integrity amongst one another, helping one another. If I got you, God. Now we're living in a time and a mentality, if I got too bad on you. The church. This should be a place where people can come and get some help. We got folk hurting this morning. Folk that are going through. Some because of things that they've done. Some because it just happened. There are some things that happen in your life that are beyond your control. But you still have to deal to handle the hand that you dealt. And once you begin to handle that hand, you got to trust in a higher power. I thank God for being the God that has mercy and compassion. God said that his house should be the house of prayer. Whole lot of things done changed in the house of God. But if you don't stop praying, the church is in trouble. Pray in season and out of season. The Bible said men should always pray. We got to pray for the world. We got to pray for one another. We got to pray that God's will shall be done. We got to pray that the devil is a liar this morning. Pray that we learn how to hold our tongue at the right time. See, I thank God that we can even pray for peace of mind. Because the peace of God passes all of our understanding. There's another song that I learned all the way back in middle school in the chorus. Song said, let there be peace on earth. And let it begin with me. That stayed with me. Me and my best friend sang that on the chorus. And there was something about the words of that song. Let there be peace on earth. When we think about this particular holiday season, God came, Jesus came so that we could have peace on this earth. But the songwriter said, let it begin with me. So in other words, I got to learn how to treat my brothers and my sisters. If I want love, I got to give love. If I want understanding, I got to give understanding. If I want somebody to forgive me, I got to learn how to forgive somebody else. We got too many church folk carrying grudges on their shoulders. We got too many church folk that's so thin-skinned that everything just tears you all apart. But you better learn how to plant your feet upon the ground of God. Every strong wind ought not blow you over. But a lot of us are waiting on trouble. A lot of us keep our ear open for the gossip, but we don't want to hear the good news. As we consider our theme this morning, I thought I was tired. But there's something about the Spirit of God. That's why I love him so. Because he shows me that if you do what I say do, I don't care what you think you feel in your body, I can change that. I want to know this morning. What's in it for me? This is a question, a command, or a desire to know something. We find today that most people want something. Thank you. I know you knew it. Too many of us around. I ain't going either. And then there were those that would give. And we have a will to do the things that God wants them to do. Understanding and have a guarantee that they're going to receive something in return. There are those that ask the question, what am I going to get out of it? If you are a believer, then you know that God always takes care of his own. One way he distinguishes his own is by his word. Jesus tells us that my sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. When we hear the voice of the Lord, then we will follow what God tells us to do. When we hear the voice of the Lord, then we can begin to trust him and know that things will work out for the best. One thing he has done has warned us in this life, we're going to have trials and tribulations. In this life, things are not always going to be smooth. In this life, sometimes you're going to be persecuted and criticized. But you got to learn that Jesus said he has already overcome the world. In other words, he said, be of good cheer. You can be happy anyhow. Blessed are ye when you are persecuted for my righteousness' sake. Hallelujah, Jesus. Jesus tells us in Revelation 2 and 10, fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried. Some of us are in prison right now, walking around free, but we are prison bound. Some of you got shackles on your legs right now. Look down. Check them out. You might not see them, but they got a hold on you. You need to do the right thing. I need to go to the right place. They hold you down. Some of your minds are so heavy, so crowded that you want to hear what thus said the Lord thy God. But as you have been tried by the fire, those are the times when you began to call on God. Those are the times that you began to say, Lord, why me? Those are the times you began to have that misunderstanding. Lord, I'm doing all that I know how to do. But yet I find that I'm having tribulations in my life. But Jesus said on one occasion, you should have tribulation for 10 days. But be thou faithful. Faithful unto death. See, that's where your blessing going to come from. Your faithfulness. Having the mind to go on anyhow. Having a mind to hold on and to hold out. Having faith in God that when things look like they're in despair, that some way, somehow God is going to make a way. Always remember that when you're persecuted for righteousness' sake, God will bless you. There may be one that was saved this morning just like Peter. Out of all that I've done, through all the things that I put up with, all the time and all the energy that I give to the house of God, I want to know what's in it for me. As the Lord talked to the apostles, Peter came unto him one day. He said, behold, we have forsaken all, gave everything up and followed thee. We followed you where you told us to go. We've done what you want us to do. But what I want to know this morning is what shall we have therefore? In other words, what's in it for me? I gave everything up that I had, and I gave it up and I followed thee. Verily, verily, I say unto you, Jesus said, if you follow me, when you get in the new generation, when I come down in glory, when I come down on the earth, and I build up my kingdom on earth, I'll be sitting on the throne. And I want you to know that what's in it for you, you have been one of my apostles, and I got a throne. You have sat on one of the 12 thrones. You began to judge the 12 tribes of Israel. I know that you left your house. I know that you're forsaken your brother. I know you left your sister and your brother. I know you left mother and your father. You gave up your land. I came by one day and you were fishing on a boat. You gave up the fish and you followed on behind me. I said, come and follow me. And you got up and got behind me. And you went where I wanted you to go. I'm glad this morning that I got an idea what's in it for me. If I trust the power of God, God will give me what I need this morning. There's somebody in the house that feel like God owe you a favor. If you sing on the choir, if you want to know what your reward is, I don't have a reward, but God has a reward. If you be faithful unto death. The Bible said that there's a crown of righteousness waiting on you. If you want to know the answer to the question, what's in it for me? I'm glad that I got something to look forward to. But when I leave this old world, I've been promised eternal life. That's what's in it for me. That's why I gotta preach in season and out of season. I gotta preach when you wanna hear and when you don't wanna hear. I gotta preach even when you stay home. As the Bible said, where two or three gather in his name, that he be in the midst. So I'm not worried about the two or three out there. God told me, give the people of God something from on high. Let them know that their work is not in vain. Let them know that they better keep on running for the Lord. Somebody said 99 and a half just won't do. Is anybody in the house trying to make 100? If you want to make 100, if you want your reward, I want to get my reward. I'm looking up to higher heights. And I heard the word of the Lord say, come unto me, all ye that burden and a heavy laden. Anybody heavy this morning? I want you to get up and come to the Lord. The Lord will make a way out of no way. They wanted to know. No, Peter was a bold soldier. Lord, I want to know. All I done for you, what have you got for me? And the Lord said, let me tell you something, Peter. I got a throne for you. You're going to sit on the throne right there beside me. And I also going to give you eternal life. You will live forever and forever. So if you feel like this morning that what you do for Christ is not worth your while, I come to correct that and let you know that all that you do for God, that's what's going to last. That's what's going to open up the doors. That's what's going to make a way out of no way. What's in it for me? Too many times we're looking for materialistic things. But what I'm looking for is the love of Jesus.